This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts, Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing, and Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings, the James Earl Jones of WGN Radio. We already mentioned everybody's going to be on. We got the air show going here. We got Iridian drinking coffee. Didn't offer anything to anybody, which is cool. Benny, let's light this candle. Hey, Elwood, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to be here till 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock in Greenland. We're here to answer all of your real estate questions, housing, anything that's got to do with the home. We've got a bevy of experts in here. The studio is packed. Let's go around the horn. Rob Lindemann, Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning. What's going on? You guys must be busy.
We are busy. You know, it's the air show's going on. I'm dropping my baby girl off at college on Monday. Kids are at high school. Chris is handing out the football pool thing at work.
Nice.
That all means fall/winter is coming. So, yeah, we're ramping up for our customers, getting busy. So now's the time to call. Get your fireplace and your beautiful wood-burning or gas-burning units ready to roll. So when that cold day's there, you're ready to enjoy it.
You know what I hear from heating and air conditioning company owners that have sold out to these bigger companies that are rolling up the heating and air conditioning companies, right?
Yes, I mean,
we won't name names, right? But what I hear is that they treat their clients differently that have been with them for decades, right? Where if the furnace doesn't work or the air conditioner doesn't work, they'll send a tech out. Oh, you know what? You know, Mr. Cohen or Mrs. Smith, you only need a switch. You know, we got one in the car. Boom. Cost $25, you know, $30. We got to send the truck out. Our labor is this. Boom. Okay. Maybe $100, maybe $70. Not $8,000 for a new unit. And that's where we want to educate our listeners as to what's happening, that you guys shine and do a lot of. And you, if it needs a switch, you do the switch. If it needs a replacement, you do the replacement. But you're analyzing it prior to installation.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, and that there's a lot of, I probably have one email a day in my inbox from private equity groups that want to turn us into some giant conglomerate.
Yep.
And that's not the path for us.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be privately held, family owned business, and you know, that way we can serve our customers, our employees. That's what we do. But I don't envy companies that are under that amount of pressure to perform and profit, and it really doesn't serve the customers in the long run, and ultimately the employees. And, yeah.
Best way to reach you?
Lindemann.com, 847-918-7994.
Michael Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing. The only, well, I guess I'll wait for that because you're here. The mailbag, I say that. I want you to know, due to your training and expertise, my daughter's toilet was running again. And I went in there, popped the top, stuck my hand down in there, the back of the tank, not the and where you deposit your goods. And I just tightened something like you showed me. And the water hose came unglued. I reclasped it. I'm like almost ready to be certified plumber. I'm like at least two classes away. So yeah, I want to thank you for all of your guidance, all of my plumbing challenges.
You're welcome. And I could use you in Northbrook for sure. So
we clean up a lot of heavy depositors, if you know what I mean, in Northbrook. High fiber diets, and
see a rotting increase in Northbrook.
I'll be
for
more
sure.
than ha- I just yeah. I'll stop
it's
by.
Good for business.
Yeah, pull up my shorts, my tank top. I hear you got the load challenge.
Take the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, take the Browns to the Super Bowl. I understand that. What are we talking about today?
Basically, I want to kind of follow up on what Rob said about these companies, you know, offering to buy family businesses out. You know, I get that at least once or twice a week too. But mainly I just wanted to talk to the customers about the easy and absolutely pressureless experience that you receive at CenterGuard. Whether it's texting us pictures to get actual quotes, real numbers, not something that when we walk in your door, it's bait and switch. And also we've just added to our website an actual 60-second price quotation.
Oh, wow.
Part of that. So it's really easy to use. And, you know, people just want to go on and check it out. You know, no pressure at all.
What's the website?
WGNplumber.com. You can find it there, or CenterGuardPlumbing.com.
Can I make another recommendation?
Absolutely.
Can you put your address and where to mail the check for your folks when I got an invoice, and I want to send a check, and I went to your website, and your address is not on your mailing address is not on your website.
I appreciate that.
I just want to let you know that I'm a marketing genius over here. And
wow.
So that's why I texted you and said, hey, what's your address? Because I wanted to send you
all
the check.
All those checks out there that aren't being mailed.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Payment was due at the time of service.
Okay. Let's. Why don't you stay in your lane, Rob? Because you know what happens? You know what happens, Rob? Okay, because microphone 4 can turn off like this. Okay. All right, smart guy. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that was good.
Do I tell you how to install fireplaces?
Oh, look, there's a plane.
Oh, look, we're on a radio show and nobody could see it. All right, if our listeners want to reach you, your phone number.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Oh, look, sausage and pepperoni pizza. I mean, we're on the radio, for God's sake. It's not a visual medium. Roy Spencer, how are you?
Good morning, David. I'm great. Thank you.
It was great having breakfast with just you and Lorraine because nobody else decided to show up.
It's like a private audience with the king.
That's right.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. What are we talking about today, young man?
Well, we got our choice. We have had a lot of rains, hard rains in spotty areas, so a lot of people have waterproofing problems to talk about. It's a great summer to be raising as cracked and sunken concrete, and PermaSeal does that. But today I want to talk about insulation. A lot of people we're still in the throes of this hot weather, and we've had a very hot summer. And, of course, you know, I think somebody mentioned falls in the offing, and insulation's the one repair you can do your home that pays for itself every day of the year. So I want to talk about insulation.
You know why? Because winter is coming. Walked right into that Game of Thrones. Totally. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach you?
They could give us a call at 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
All right, we got a packed mailbag coming up next where we invited an alderman on, made a post on 3 units being converted into single-family homes. I invited the alderman on earlier in the week. I've been going back and forth, and he's busy canvassing. So it can't take 7 minutes out of his day to call into the number one real estate show and talk about a hot-button topic here in the city, affordable housing. So we'll talk about it without him. So that's coming up next, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN. So I was doing some heavy-duty work in the bathroom and scrolling through my phone, which I normally do, and I came across a post from Alderman Andre Vasquez of the 40th Ward here in Chicago. I have nothing. I have no problem with Andre, with the alderman. I comment on some of his stuff. We've had nice verbal intercourse, right? You know, socially on social media. We've gone back and forth. It's been respectful. I've got nothing. I've got no problem. He works hard for his constituents. Okay. He posted something about somebody converting a 3-unit into a single family home, and he had a comment about it. And here is his post. Go ahead, Benny. Okay. In the real world, that makes absolutely no sense, right? On Earth One, that makes no sense. Okay? So I respectfully said to on Twitter, I said, or X, whatever it's called, I said, hey, I would like to invite you on the show to talk about this on Saturday, right? I think it would be a great topic. I would love to, but I'm canvassing the ward. Okay? That's another way of saying I want nothing to do with your radio show, but I'm canvassing the ward. You got a Cubs game, you got Aaron Water show, all the stuff he's canvassing that we can't take 5 minutes out of his day to call into Homes from Chicago, number one radio show on the planet. So I said, I'll tell you what. I followed up a couple of times. I said, you can't take 5 minutes to set aside to call in. Radio silence. So I said, tell you what, I'll give you the questions. So I texted him 4 questions. Okay? What are you and other alderman women doing or have done to encourage building of affordable homes in your ward and throughout the city? How many units have actually been built? Radio silence. Number 2. homeowners, and this is more of a statement than anything, homeowners have been buying 2, 3, 4 unit properties and converting them into single family homes before I got in the mortgage business over 25 years ago, because it is less expensive for builders to convert these properties into single family homes instead of buying land and building new, especially here in the city with the permitting. Okay. 3, what incentives are you giving developers to encourage them not to convert multi-unit homes into single family homes or condos and condoing them out? These are all fair, right? These are no gotcha questions. Last but not least, what are you and your fellow elected officials doing to develop the brownfields that take up more than 30% of the south and southeast side of Chicago that have been vacant for more than 30 years to redevelop, generate new jobs, taxes, revenues, and encourage more businesses to open within Chicago? It's easy to make a 90-second video, but not being happy about converting multifamily homes into single-family homes. It's easier to make those videos, but it's a little more challenging to come up with solutions. I've been inviting elected officials from the city and the county on my show and have this conversation, but everyone is either tied up canvassing or too busy doing administrative things in their ward. 312-981-7200, Alderman, right? So here's the challenge with the Alderman's assumption of what's going on. Number one, I will give you Steve Leahy's mom as an example, because we talked about it already on the show. She bought her 3-unit brick building in River North for like, I don't know, $100,000 40 years ago. It's now worth over $1 million. You know why? Because she owns a 3-unit building in River North over by Portillo's. Okay? That's why. Okay, so you're going to tell this 70-some-year-old lady who's sitting on a very valuable asset, you know what, Mrs. Leahy? I think the right thing to do would be to convert those into 3 units and not sell it for $1 million. It's ridiculous. I'll give you a couple of more examples. The corner over here, Chicago, downtown Chicago, Michigan Avenue and Upper Wacker Drive. You know what used to be there? Fort Dearborn. You know how I know that? Because every time I go over there, there's a placard over there that said, this is where Fort Dearborn used to be. You know what's there now? A bridge going to the other side of the river. So under this logic, we should have a fort there because we need to have affordable housing for forts. Okay? Here's another example. You know the United Center on the south, on the west side of Chicago? You know what? You know where the United Center is with all the parking lots? You know what used to be there? Houses. You know what's there now? A 22,000-seat entertainment complex that has the Blackhawks and the Bulls and concerts, and they're taking up more space to build more parking lots. It's called development of areas. You know what else we got? Remember Arlington Park Racecourse? You know what recently happened there in case you've been living in a cave? The Chicago Bears bought that property, raised it, and are now going to be building their new stadium there. Okay? This is what happens. So, in all due respect, Alderman, we need to think bigger. Okay? You've got a $1 million piece of property in that ward, whatever that guy built. Okay? It was a realtor or developer. I don't know what it was. His logic doesn't work. The math doesn't math. If you buy it for $1 million, okay, in the city of Chicago, you're going to be paying $20,000 to $30,000 in just real estate taxes alone. It's going to cost $75,000 in transfer taxes just to buy that property, $7.50 for every $1,000 of the purchase price of the property. So when you start layering in closing costs, transfer tax, real estate tax, and the carrying cost of the mortgage, the only way to make it worth its while is to convert it into either a 3-unit condo, which you're going to sell the condos for 500 G's a pop, so that's $1.5 million, or you're going to turn it into a single-family residence that somebody could afford and turn that $1 million 3-unit that probably costs $1 million into a $2 to $3 million single-family house. It's called progress. And I'm going to give you one last example. Remember this lady, an old lady by the name of Mrs. O'Leary? Okay, remember the cow? Remember the Chicago Fire? You know what's on that site right now? On Mrs. O'Leary's farm back in the day? There's a plaque out there too. The Chicago Fire Training Facility. Okay, so under the Alderman's logic, we should have houses there. It's called, Roy? I'm like all sweaty. It's called advancement, right? You can't keep a piece of property that's worth $1 million and say, hey, you know what? You shouldn't sell it for $1 million. The person that owns that property, you should really develop it into affordable housing. It doesn't work that way, Alderman. And you got an open seat here, respectfully. I'm not pounding on the guy. I think the guy does a lot of good for his ward. Okay, I'm just saying, welcome to today, right? Earth One. It doesn't work that way. Yes, Roy.
So David, the guy is totally entitled to his opinion.
100%. Okay? And I respect it. Said, disagree. You
know, he's just stating his opinion. What bothers me is the fact that he is a politician, and sometimes politicians take actions, zoning and taxes and everything, that actually would make that person actually, you know, prohibit him from doing right. that. And that's the real problem to me. I'm not going to apologize. Just getting back to America, the Constitution, your right to property, things, and to have the government come in and say, no, you can't subdivide, right. or no, you can't,
or you shouldn't.
I can say they're entitled to their opinion, but not as a politician. They can't pass laws. It's very arrogant of our social leaders, you know, government leaders, to tell us what to do with our private property.
And listen, Alderman, we're here for the next 2.5 hours. 312-981-7200. I even texted you the hotline number. You won't have to wait. I gave him the hotline number. Radio silent. And I like the guy. He does nice stuff, and he works hard for his ward. I just want to have the conversation. Anybody at County Hall? Tony Preckwinkle, you want to come down? I'll send one of those rickshaw things, you know what I mean, to pick you up and schlep you over here. It's less than a mile. Because I care. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the Center Guard mailbag. The Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes that are in my house. I got a couple other examples of how a company that rhymes with Chase completely pooped the bed. We'll talk about that later in the show. I know they're listening right now, but the Alderman got me all fired up this morning. Home Show Chicago coming up next with the Roy Spencer after the break.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Got a note here. Marianne, longtime Home Sweet Home Chicago listener, Roy, called you guys about insulating her home specifically. They should do it now or wait until the weather changes in, I don't know, October-ish, kind of. Advantages and disadvantages doing now instead of waiting.
Well, I can give you advantages of doing it now. It's hard to think of any advantages of doing it later. Like everything else, nothing gets cheaper. But actually, as I said at the beginning of the show, insulating your home is the one repair you can do that has a return on investment virtually every day of the year. If you're using your air conditioner today, if you have it, you probably are. It's costing your money if your home isn't properly insulated. And obviously, in the wintertime, the same thing's going to go on. And so it's a continual return on your investment. So insulating your home is the right thing to do, and the sooner the better, because it's going to not only pay you economic benefits, it's going to make your home more comfortable and healthier doing it today. The other thing logistically is our guys are working, and it's been a really tough summer. They're amazing working in these hot conditions. You imagine how hot it is working in the attic, and they have to remove a lot of times a lot of bulk material and then, you know, pump the new material in.
You guys do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what we do, and one of the things that we do. And we do it year-round. So as uncomfortable and difficult it is in the summer, in the wintertime, it's very cold outside, and we have to have hoses to get this material in and out of the house and stuff. So logistically for the homeowner, it's more comfortable for the homeowner to have the work done now than in the wintertime.
The gentleman who was a friend of mine from the scrap industry back in the day who fixed my Generac. Everybody that listens to the show know I had challenges, so I bought a new one, and then he got the Generac to work, and now my Westinghouse doesn't start. But that's a whole other story for another day. I took him to lunch, which he wound up paying for some reason. He wouldn't let me. And we had an hour and a half conversation. He lives in Glenview. And he's like, you know, is that who was just at our house? You know why we were a little late? I'm like, why? He's like, because Permaseal was there, and he showed me a picture of the blow test going on.
Blower door test.
Blower door test, Rob.
Yep.
Blower door test. And he said, your guy couldn't have been nicer. And they listened to the show, and he's looking forward to, because his, and then he told him, I said, did they bring the gun out to do the air leaks in the roof too? What's that called?
The infrared camera.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, he brought the infrared camera out. And they're going to be going through the spray. I think that day they were doing the spray foam insulation as well. So they're super excited to keep their utility costs down, not only in the summertime, but it's a perfect example of what you were talking about, doing it now before it gets cold.
Yeah, and like say everything else, our material increases. We have no control over that. Tariffs, yada yada. So it just makes economic sense and common sense. And again, your home might be fine. We do free evaluations, even the blower door test, which a lot of companies charge $350-$400. It's part of our free inspection, and we're going to inspect downstairs and in the basement, because that's the second leading cause of energy loss in a home is the rim joist in the basement. We're going to do the blower door test upstairs, and of course we're going to go up in the attic and find out what's going on up there and have proper amount of insulation and see if there's mold or insects. So it's a very thorough inspection, and it's free. So we may find that in do the blower door test and you're doing great, and we'll tell you so. And so it's free, so there's no reason not to do it now.
How long does it take normal standard size home built in the 70s, 80s, up until today, 2,000 to 3,500 square foot home, right? Your typical Chicago area home, 2,000, 3,500 square foot, single family house. From start to finish, your guys show up to unpacking, prepping, getting the hoses and do whatever you want. How long of a job is it, if our listeners are interested in doing it, should they set aside, and do they have to be home while all that's being done?
Okay, well, first of all, thank you for mentioning the prepping, because there's a lot of work that goes into what our guys do in prepping, because again, we're moving material in and out of the home and things like that. So we put up, you know, Visqueen and dust barriers and things and mark tarps on the carpet and things like that. So our guys are really pros, and they pay a lot of attention. They don't start the work until they've done the adequate prep work. But to answer your question, most homes we can do it in one day. Wow. Now, again, sometimes the weather's sweltering. They may only be able to work a half day just because physically they can't do much. But then we'll be back the next day and finish up. So it's amazing to me how much they can get done in a day. But the nice thing is because we come back and do a post blower door test. It's a unique to PermSeal. Nobody else in our industry does it that I know of, does the pre blower door test to measure the size of the problem. And then we actually come back when we're done, and it doesn't have to be the next day or whatever, within a week, 2 weeks, a month, we'll come back and do a post blower test, and we can actually show you the measurement, how much energy loss we've reduced.
Yeah.
Thank you. In that period, so you can actually see the results of our work.
How long does it take to? I could say something that would be inappropriate. I won't say it. Like, how long does it take to blow a house? But how long does it take to do a blower test on a house?
Oh, that takes about 45 minutes. So what we do is we shut all the doors and windows. We seal off the fireplace and turn off the pilot lights and stuff, because what it does, it actually sucks all the air out of your house and takes it out your front door through this meter, which measures the amount of airflow in your home, and that tells us how many air changes are in per hour. So the preparation for the test takes, 30 to 45 minutes, but then it's the only way anybody knows how much air leakage there is in your home, by using that in conjunction with the thermal infrared cameras, as you mentioned. So then we can identify exactly where those air leaks are.
Pinpoint it and fill it.
Yep.
Phone number for listeners who want to reach out to get more information.
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Mike Epping from Senegar Plumbing coming up next with all of your plumbing questions. We got text coming in already. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Let's review.
Kevin, real quick, does it go into your stomach? Does it taste better going through your nose?
The spoon got away from me. It might have touched my face, but I'm working. When I'm eating, it's like working at work. I get dirty.
Can you explain how a spoon gets away from you when you're eating celebratory cake?
I might have an answer for that.
Hey, it happens.
It's not what I heard.
That's wild.
Said nobody.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rob, you missed it. We had a cake here for somebody's, I think, Bob, it was either Bob's 30th anniversary or somebody's anniversary here. And Kevin, Mike's sidekick, somehow got icing on his nose, and we still are.
Spoon got away.
Yeah, the spoon got away. I've never seen anybody eat cake through his nose before, but I checked that box. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Do I turn my electric water heater, question for Senegar, do I turn power off to my electric water heater to facilitate draining it as maintenance procedures. Thank you from the 630.
Yes, absolutely. Make sure you turn the power off. Otherwise, you'll pop both elements in there if they're dry. They need to be underwater.
What's an element?
The elements are the heating elements on an electric water heater. There's one on the top and one on the bottom. In a general water heater, it'll have two. If it's a really short one, it might only have one. But if you leave the power on and you drain all the water out of that, those elements are just going to pop. It's like an old-style fuse, popping. And now you're replacing both elements. So turn the electric off and then drain it.
Does the element on top or bottom work harder? Asking for a heating question.
They really should try to work equally.
Would
be ideal, but
together.
This customer, what they're doing by draining that water heater is getting the sediment out of there. Mm-hmm. It'll actually balance that out because the lower element will work harder if there's a bunch of sediment at the bottom of the water heater.
That's what I was getting to, Rob. 312-981-7200. 312-981.
He's on the ball.
You could be a plumber. He's right there.
I'm like turning the corner, coming like on the way for home, like Phil George F. Yeah. Spinning out of the turn. I could see the certification certificate right there. David and Mike Senegar Plumbing replaced our hot water tank at the end of May. Mike's team did a wonderful job for us. We are very pleased, Bunny and George. And then we've got a caller here. Autumn, thanks for calling into the show. How can we help you?
Hi. I kind of just wanted to talk about my experience with Senegar Plumbing as well. And another company. So I was talking with a friend. I had about like 2 to 3 inches of sewage from my garage. And we contacted this company, ABC, and they came out and quoted us $18,000 just to have our pipes cleared and unclogged. They said they had these videos, but we never saw the videos of how messed up the pipes were. So I was talking about it with a friend, and they recommended I go with Senegar Plumbing. So I contacted Senegar Plumbing. They came out within about, 2 days, if that. And right then and there, they showed us video of it all. They unclogged it, and I think our total was probably about $700
to $800. Oh, look at that.
Definitely not $18,000.
Well, thanks for sharing your story. Appreciate it. And you had another...
Sorry.
No, go ahead. No, I thought you said you had
okay, I'm going to let you go.
No, you said you had another experience with another expert on the show.
Yeah, Jeff, I want to shout out Jeff real quick. He was one of Senegar's employees. He was extremely he just explained everything so thoroughly. He asked if we had any questions. He took care of everything that needed to be done in a much more trusting way than how ABC had come in at us. So overall, the experience did not feel as sketchy as prior ones have. And to this day, we have zero issues. If we do, we're definitely going to contact Senegar again. I'll tell you that much.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. What are you going to do with the $17,300 that you didn't blow with the other company?
I might take a couple trips now. Maybe I'll take Senegar on a trip. Who knows,
Well, you wouldn't know about Senegar if you didn't know me, so I think that I should be invited.
There we go.
All right, David's going.
Might be Jeff.
Senegar's out. David's going.
I'll take everyone.
Jeff might be a candidate.
Who?
Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff. Single? No, I don't think his wife would be very appreciative of him going on a trip.
Yeah, I'll take Jeff and the wife. It's okay.
There you go. Jeff, thank you, Autumn. I appreciate it very much.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Autumn, all right?
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. 312-981. Forget about Jeff. Listen, it all starts here, right? At least I should get something. Like maybe like a double extra large because I work out. And like a shirt.
You've got an apprenticeship going.
That's true. All right. That's worth a lot of money.
I'm trying.
All right. That's true.
So there you go. $17,300.
You saved a guy that works here's sister-in-law.
A big
sister-in-law.
We've paid tens of thousands of dollars multiple times.
They wanted to dig up her entire front yard. Yes. And you're like, what are you doing? Yeah. Right? You don't need that. You need something else. Can we got 2 minutes before the break. I want you to cover the the roll-up companies, the Wall Street companies that are coming in, right? Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what's happening in your industry? Because they're rolling everybody up, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. And it's not just
private equity companies.
Yeah, it's electrical companies, HVAC.
Waterproofing.
Trade companies, family businesses are being gobbled up. It's unbelievable. Like Rob said earlier, I'm sure Roy, the same thing. It literally is at least one, if not two or three emails per week offering to purchase our company. And what's happening is these companies are coming in, they're purchasing that family-owned business, they're keeping their name on it, and they're keeping their employees, and it becomes an absolute selling, and to me, it's a rip-off machine. It's high pressure. They don't repair anything. They come in, and everything has to be replaced, whether it's a water heater, a faucet, a toilet, you name it. They don't put parts in. They just come in and everything has to be replaced.
So PE, private equity, is what we're talking about. It's these gigantic companies that are backed by Wall Street. A lot of money. And they're going to the mom and pops like Lindeman, like Permaseal, like CenterGuard, like other companies that are on the show. They're doing specific industry specific, and they're rolling 5 or 6 or 10 or 20 of them in a market into one company, and they're going to do economy of scale and all of this crap. It's all bull. Okay, I'm telling you right now, if you had a family-run company and they sold out and it's now a gigantic megagalopolis, okay, you are not getting the same type of service and the one-on-one customer love that you used to. How do I know? Because I get calls from listeners all the time. I used to use this company. They sold out, and I've been using the company for 50 years. My mom used them. My grandfather used them. It's not the same. The technician tried to come out and try to sell me an $8,000 to $12,000, air conditioning unit or heater, and then I called a local family, and it was like $150 part. Right.
So you have to understand, David, the pressure on these newfound companies is way different than what Rob and Mike and I have and Mega Pros. You know, we're family owned business. Good years, bad years, we weathered it all. Sometimes we make good profits, sometimes we don't. And we're set up to roll with that. These private equity groups are not set up that way. They have to make a profit. They spent buku money acquiring these businesses, and they got shareholders and people to answer
every quarter.
And they got to hit your number every quarter, no matter what. And so customers, employees, everything takes a back seat to that because they have bottom lines to answer to. We actually care about our customers. We actually care about our employees. That's built into our fabric.
That's why we go with family-owned businesses here on Home Sweet Home Chicago that are local and established in the Chicagoland market, like everybody in here. Okay? Phone number for listeners want to reach you.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Where was Kevin the past 15 minutes?
I don't know, but he missed his opening.
I know, his rejoin.
He was going down to try to keep us from being towed for the fourth time.
Okay. Well, one more time for listeners want to reach out to you.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Rob Lindeman, Chimney Heating and Fireplace Heating and Air Conditioning, coming back after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPost call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPost call, text, and phone line. I'm getting a lot of corrections on how to speak today. Chimney has two syllables. It's chimney, not chimney.
That's correct.
Chimney.
Right.
Like masonry.
But I go old school. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim, chiru, chiri.
Chiru. It's realtor, right?
It's realtor. I just had Mary Poppins going through my head and, Dick Van Dyke.
There you go.
Flashbacks. What was her name?
For the record, I've never seen that
Julie Andrews
show.
You've never seen
Primarily
it?
Primarily because my dad was playing that song at a home show on repeat when I was probably 12 or 13.
You have PTSD
and
from
said,
it?
I don't ever want to see that
All right.
show.
All right.
But I've heard it's good.
Now we know what to get you, strap you down and just force feed you. Mary Poppins. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got Ben coming in out of the box with an electric fireplace question. Would you like Ben? Would you like to talk with Ben?
Yes.
All right.
I'd love to talk to Ben.
Ben, where are you calling from, buddy?
Hey, right now I'm in the car, but we live in Hinsdale.
All right, Hinsdale. That's a service area.
Yes.
Okay. What's your question for Rob Lindeman?
Matter of fact, you guys did a cleaning our fireplace out and re-tuck pointing the outside maybe 4 years ago, and you did a tremendous job. We were very clean, and we kind of appreciate the effort you gave. But the question is, my wife's going to talk faster. The question is, we have electric non-venting, not electric, we have a gas non-venting fireplace, and when we flip it on, it works. It gets really hot, but it gets so hot, and the air gets so dry, you can't really enjoy it, and you don't leave it on very long. And it came with the house, so there was nothing we could do. But I'm wondering if, can you do a gas replacement? Not a gas, an electric replacement for that, which would be more adjustable and maybe not as hot, or another gas unit that maybe could be more adjustable and not as hot. And throw so much dry heat out also. I don't know if there's a type that has a humidifier. That's my question.
Yes to both. It's called a vent-free gas log set, what you have. When they originally came out probably 15 years ago, they're awful. You might as well just look at the range on your stove, and they're beautiful now. So the technology's come a long way. The electric fireplaces are absolutely stunning. You'll see them in restaurants and hotels now. They actually use water vapor and LED lights, and it looks like a real fire. I mean, that would be, both would be better options than what you have going on. But if it's the heat and it's taking some of the moisture, maybe the electric's a better option.
Hey, Ben.
How
critical is your wife? Is this a standard thing, or is this just when you call on the radio shows?
She's laughing at it right now.
I mean, if she doesn't like the way you're asking the question, then hand her the phone and let her have the conversation. I'm just saying, right? If she doesn't like, then...
How's your driving right now?
Yeah, what's her name?
Debbie.
Who?
Debbie.
D-D-D-I-E. Debbie, can you hear us?
Yes. I certainly can.
Is he a sloppy eater and a bad driver as well? We want to get down into all of Ben's...
you've hit two of the high points.
See? He doesn't talk fast enough. He's a sloppy eater. He's a bad driver. Is he good to you, Debbie, with an IE? Is he good to you?
So I really can't complain.
Oh, that's a strong, solid.
That's
hey, it's all right.
That's
he's got a few years left.
He's all right. Yeah, I checked life insurance policy, fully funded. He's all right. I'm like, listen, Debbie, he made it. How long have you been with this guy?
Over 15.
5-0 or 15?
5-0.
Gee, 3 years. And you're busting his chops over eating and talking faster? I mean, Ben, how old are you?
I'm too old to tell you.
Over 50.
He's over 50, right.
Yeah, over 50, okay.
All right, so...
And I drive fast.
You drive fast.
I like fast cars and fast
women. All right, listen, you tip your waiter, 2-drink minimum. All right, so will you hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning probably? You guys get out there, help him?
Yes, absolutely, and we'll connect.
Keep Debbie's heat regulated, because it sounds like she's got a venting problem. Because typically the men call for the women's venting problems. Okay, any other deformities you want to pick on Ben on the radio before we go to break?
No, we're good.
I'll let it slide.
Let me ask a question. So we just call you guys. You come out, or do we have a showroom to go to, or
both? We could show you the units, or we can come out. Either one.
Okay. Real quick, what would you recommend? Is the gas unit would be much cheaper, I think, because it would just fit in the opening that we have. That's my concern. We have a kind of a decorative marble opening. Will the electric work into that hole, or do we have to redo the whole hole?
Yeah, there's different sizes, so I suggest you look at the electric. I think you'll either say, I really like that, or I don't. It's usually one way or the other, and then if you don't, then the gas would be a great option.
You've got different products to fish different holes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Benny, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Debbie, you're awesome, and just take it easy on Ben. It's the weekend, for God's sakes, all right? Yeah.
I will.
No, you won't.
Thank you.
No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your show.
Yeah, as soon as you hang up, she's going to be all over him.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Phone number?
847-918-7994.
We're going to open it up. Kevin, who is Mike's trusted assistant there.
Hello, Kevin.
He's kind of like Robin to Batman. You guys were having a great conversation before the show, and I kept saying, hold it for air, and you guys just kept going.
I totally forgot what it was.
I didn't. 312, so we're going to go. Phone number for listeners who want to reach you.
847-918-7994.
All right, we're going to bring Kevin on, the guy that he caked through his nose after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call. It takes a photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 WJ.
Let's review.
So for everybody, there's a beautiful cake out there for Bob Murdoch.
Wait, what did you say?
Yeah, Bob Murdoch, dude, keeps the plate spinning and the balls on fire and keeps everything plugged in here.
Now you're just making up words.
It was Bob.
It's Bill Murdoch.
Is it a Fergie?
All right, Bill Ferguson, Bob Ferguson.
Oh, it's Fergie. It's Fergie. Just call him Fergie.
Listen, stop getting specific. Now, he's been here for 35 years. Let's get back to the cake.
Okay, got it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 MegaPro's call, take some photo line. So there was an interesting, in-depth, very detailed conversation prior to the show that Kevin, who's Mike's sidekick, he's his Robin to his Batman, about coming out of the top of a water heater. Kev, do you remember this? You installed two new water heaters and you were coming out with a pipe and it was 3 feet long and you were asking Rob about back pressure through a fireplace. I'm like, this would be great conversation. On a radio show, right? This would be great verbal intercourse for all of our listeners. And you guys just kept talking. And I'm just like, yeah, you know, show starts in 5 minutes. Why don't you save it for the show? And kept going right through the stop sign. So what were you talking about? Because our listeners might find it. I thought it was interesting. I didn't understand a word that what you were saying. But I think our listeners would find it interesting. What you installed two brand new water tanks in one of our listeners' homes.
Yeah.
Take it from there.
Yes, I installed two brand new water heaters. Took out the same tanks, put two brand new ones in, but as I fired them up, they just were backdrafting. The guy's CO2s, the carbon monoxide detectors went off, everything. And I couldn't explain it. He couldn't explain it, but the only thing I could think of was they were brand new, or maybe the chimney was clogged. But that wouldn't explain why his was running for that many years, and I put two brand new ones in, and this is happening. So I was like kind of beside myself doing this for so many years. I didn't know what it could have been.
Right, right. Yeah, so we see that pretty often. So the units that you put in, even though if they were the same BTUs, yeah, are probably more efficient, running better, running less hot. You had mentioned that there was some rust and some, you know, spillage that was apparent from the old ones. So the older units were running hot. So they were creating more heat to heat up a cold flue. This was only things going in that flue were the hot water heaters, correct?
Yeah, it was clay tile chimney.
So the air's got to be buoyant enough to get outside of the home. And when you're running two older, less efficient hot water heaters, it was probably just enough to get that in and out of the chimney. You put two nicer, higher efficiency units in. There's less energy. More energy's going to heat the water. Less energy's going out the flue. But not enough to carry, you know, carry the byproducts of combustion out of the flue.
Yeah, because I mean, I did everything I could think of, and then we even turned one of them off, and it still was going back to the other tank. So we just told him, you know, we gave him your number, told him, you know, you might want to get this chimney checked, because the cap was off on the roof, and he didn't know how long it was off for. And I said, well, it doesn't take long for a squirrel, even a leaves, birds, I mean, they'll go where it's warm.
Yeah,
over
the
winter,
for sure. Yeah, we get a lot of birds, a lot of squirrels get in hot water tank fluids.
So
yeah.
This listener now has two brand new actually installed water heaters from CenterGuard. The listener doesn't have a cap on their fireplace. They call you. What's the next step?
They should have a liner of some sort in there. It sounds like the flue is oversized. Most likely it's a 6 or 8 inch flue. They probably should have a 4 inch metal flue in there that'll heat up quickly and allow it to vent properly. And certainly something on the top that keeps the birds out. You know, the birds like to hang out on the top in the winter when it's warm, and they succumb to the gases and fall into the flue and end up, you know, they can't get out and die in there, and that can, you know, plug up the flue and cause lots of problems.
You guys, Kevin didn't know this. I did because you told me. You guys create your own liners. You guys produce and manufacture your own liners up in Lake Bluff.
In Lake Bluff, yes, we do. So stainless steel corrugated liners that we put in for hot water heater flues, fireplace flues. We got them, you all listed in Northbrook. right there down there. And, yeah. You know, we had a nice, put them in there and put.
Have you been in that facility?
Oh, absolutely.
That's an amazing facility.
Yeah, I've done, we do a lot of the installs for anyone that's doing that type of work, but it's unbelievable. They put.
You went in the burn room?
Thousands of, degrees in there.
It's phenomenal.
It's wild. Yeah.
Right in our backyard is Underwriters Laboratory, and they test and destroy things.
Yeah.
It's cool. An amazing facility, and when you have the Underwriter Laboratory stamp of approval, that sucker has been tested.
Bulletproof.
Forget about it.
We went there on the day they were testing pizza ovens.
Nice.
Unlimited supply of pizzas coming out of the thing. Just one after another after
another. Dude, why don't you call me? I'm literally 5 minutes.
We could have been right there.
Yeah, it's how much you love me. Yeah, yeah. Same thing with your 3% loan. Yeah. You didn't owe me that. 312-981-7200. Al, you got a question for Senegard.
How you doing, David?
Good, buddy. How can we help you?
I had a shower surround installed in March.
Okay.
So they took out the old ceramic tile and the old shower base and the cement backer board that was behind it. And I didn't know this because I didn't stand over their shoulders and watch them do the work. But instead of using, they told me they were going to use a marine grade plywood. Instead, they used OSB. So they put up an OSB backer board and then synthetic stone wall, 8 feet. Well, it was supposed to be 8 feet high, but they said they couldn't get in the bathroom door. So they put it at 6 feet and then another piece at 2 feet with a pencil trim joining the two pieces.
Okay.
And the shower base was problematic in that the center drain, there was a 4-inch round drain cover, and then on top of that was about a 4.5-inch wide by maybe 14, 16-inch long stainless steel rectangular cover over that.
Got it.
And because my shower is kind of small, you have to stand on that when you're taking a shower.
Okay, so what's your question for Senegard?
So they reinstalled. They took everything out and did a reinstallation. They put in a new shower base and new shower surround walls. And now, they just did this past Tuesday, one of the walls has a crack in it. So they said that they will replace that one wall.
Okay.
So what I'm concerned about, I asked them how they're going to remove it, and they said with force.
Great. That sounds good. Who's your contractor?
Prime Baths of Illinois out of Coal City.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Prime Bass at a Coal City?
Personally, no, I have not.
Okay. Kev, have you ever heard of Prime Bass at a Coal City? Anybody in the studio ever hear of Prime Bass?
No.
Okay. What assurance are they going to give you that they don't destroy something else?
Well, they don't. They just give a lifetime guarantee.
Okay.
But I talked to my building inspector, our town building inspector, and I also got the installation instructions from Samuel Mueller, the manufacturer of the surround walls, and the backer board should be either green board, cement board, or marine grade plywood.
Can I ask you a question?
Sealer on top of it.
How did you find? I got to hit a break here. But how did you find this company out of Coal City to do the work on your home? Where do you live?
Carroll Stream.
How did you find a company out of Coal City to do the work in Carroll Stream, and not
at a home show in St. Charles?
Okay. Well. Okay. All right. Well. We got to hit a break here. Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would just, sir, quickly. If you've already got the building inspector, the plumbing inspector involved, let him take the lead and require them to do this properly for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you want to start.
Yeah.
He can hold them accountable.
Lean on your building inspector in Carroll Stream.
Okay.
All right. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, but we're late for a break. Thanks for calling, though, Al. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I think there's something underlying there that you should work with contractors that you know and trust that maybe are part of this radio show and maybe Lou Manfredini show, because we hold our experts to higher standards. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home from Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. David, don't be such a snob. Just because a business is south of I-80 doesn't mean they aren't reputable. I never said that.
I never said that. I just said you don't know who they are instead of working with reputable companies that you hear on this show and on Lou's show. That's all that I said, right? Not knocking it. Never heard of the comp before. According to describing what this guy does, it's not matching up with describing what the caller said in the prior segment. It's not matching up with what their building inspector is saying should be done, would raise flags for me. Not only raise flags, I'd have fireworks going off. And I think you gave great advice. Have the building inspector come back, because that's what the building, even though they could be a pain in the rear end sometimes, they're there to, I said they're there twice, kind of back to back. It's kind of like doo-doo.
That's doo-doo. I was thinking that same thing.
You shouldn't do that. He's up there, Kev. So they are in the position they're in your town to protect you from unscrupulous contractors. Not to say this company is unscrupulous, but to make sure that the building that is being done in your home is being built per code and standards, so there's not challenges in the future. Mike.
Yeah, and I mean, the code thing is a big deal. You know, if this customer, we never got to that point, but if they had a tub prior to this, and, you know, they put a shower, then that tub drain needs to be increased in size to 2-inch. So there's a lot of code things here. And if the customer, I didn't get time to ask, but, you know, is there a permit on the job, or is he getting, you know, the inspector involved after the work is done? So a reputable company is going to pull a permit before they start a job, and that way you know you're protected.
Just wanted to throw it out there. I don't know this company from the man on the moon or the woman on the moon, but it's just got to protect yourself.
Yeah,
that's absolutely all that I'm saying. All right, we got Debbie calling in. Deb, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, and love your show. I heard your discussion this morning about private equity over purchasing small mom and pop businesses in across Illinois. How does one know if this has happened in our area? We're in a smaller community, but you know, we've seen it happen with pharmacies and so on. So I'm wondering how we can find that out.
Well, if the name changes, I'll give you an example. Dykstra Home Services, right? Rich Dykstra sold out. It's no longer Dykstra Home Services anymore. Company came in and started calling his entire database, right? There are no Dykstras left in that business that was bought from the Dykstras. Okay, and what you could do is, Rob just did a quick search on Google, right?
Grok, a lot of the AI, like ChatGPT, aggregates a lot of the internet stuff. But if you just put in Google who owns this company, you're going to get a pretty close result if they're owned by a private equity group, because that's public usually.
And you know what's the best way, Debbie?
Okay.
Ask them who owns your company. So if the Smith and Cohn company, Center Guard Plumbing, right? If Center Guard Plumbing sells, and it becomes Green Acres Plumbing, okay? I pick a name. I don't know. Okay, and it's no longer Center Guard Plumbing, that should raise a flag. Okay, and you could ask.
Sure, but I think you had mentioned that they keep the company original name and the employees, but yet the employees are told to oversell. You know,
some do, and in Dykstra's case, they changed the name. It's no longer Dykstra Home Services anymore. Okay, they changed it. Some companies keep it, like we just talked about one of your competitors, Roy. Who did we just talk? U.S. Weatherproofing.
Waterproofing
is no longer a family-owned business.
Well, Rob Googled that, and what happened is they had a private equity investor.
Investor, Infusion.
So technically, you know, the family still owns thing, but clearly, if you talk to their customers or their ex-employees, who are now a lot of them applying to us, the culture and their way of doing business model has totally changed. So a company could have a private equity investor without... You know, and because they don't typically want to advertise that they're under new ownership or something. They want to capitalize on that old name and take advantage of the existing customer base. But, you know, you'll get tips where they, you know, schedule their appointments, where the salesmen conduct themselves, their employees, and it's not hard to tell once you see. But it is, I appreciate your dilemma and your concern there, because sometimes it's at face value, you wouldn't know.
You never know. Right. But you could always ask the question, Debbie, okay?
Okay, thanks for your information.
You got it. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. We're going to take a quick break. I want to give a quick explanation. Is that coffee delicious? It sounds delicious. It's really. Roy loves drinking coffee. Laura Ann, we've gone through this at least 10 times. Roy just, he loves this coffee at WGN so much, he just loves drinking it on air. So is that the decaf? Is that the vanilla? Which flavor is that, Roy? Our listeners are dying to know.
It doesn't matter. It's hot coffee.
All right, I've got a story I want to share with our listeners about a couple who was buying in Florida. They went to a bank that rhymes with the name of Chase to get a mortgage, even though that they listened to our show. They went to a bank that rhymes with Chase to get a mortgage, and it came unglued, and it should have never started to be put together. So we're going to talk about that after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is Home from Chicago at 720 WGN. And Roy's going to go get a new coffee, so he's got a full cup.
I was out at a restaurant. You heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show.
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense.
Makes sense.
Perfect. Yeah, you have a look perfect at you. Physique for radio. Yes.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. So I just wanted to get this story out here. The Alderman thing at the beginning of the show went a little long during the Center Guard Plumbing mailbag. So, couple listens to the show. Okay? Loves the show. Listens every weekend. Great. Bought a condo down in Florida. Who do they call? Chase Manhattan Bank. Get to 1 week away or 2 weeks away from closing. Supposed to close in 2 weeks. Right? Chase lets him know. Can't get the condo done because there's litigation. You know when you ask that? If there's litigation, Rob? Before you start the loan. Because you know why, Rob? It's in Florida. You know what happens in Florida, Rob? They have hurricanes. You know what happens when hurricanes hit condo buildings in Florida? They cause havoc. How do I know? Because I had transactions blow up because hurricanes come through and there's still unfinished condos within the complex. Okay? So it's a 125-unit complex, 150-unit complex. There's still 12% of the units still destroyed that haven't been built back since Hurricane Ian from a year or two ago. So I'm like, this is dead on arrival. You're not getting any financing there because there's no condo association dues. It's a mess. Chase let him know a week to 2 weeks before. Long story short, I said, okay, now we got to do monetary masturbation. What do you owe here? We owe a $450,000 home here. We only owe $80,000 here. So we start going through it, right? Okay, here's what we got to do. So long story short, you okay there, Mike? You popped
yeah,
the meds?
Yeah, yeah, no, I have not.
I mean, jeez Louise.
I got caught,
Rob,
man.
Rob, you want to light me up a cigar or something? Yeah. Oh, jeez, we got Roy sipping coffee. You're popping meds?
I'm nice and quiet.
Rob's over here like a church mouse.
My sugar's high. Come on. Well,
that's all right.
He got me a candy
tested
bar.
Glucose?
You got 6 minutes before the break. You're gonna code out on us?
I was in a bad way.
Okay.
I needed it. I apologize.
All right. That's all right. What's going on here? So, okay, get back to Chase. Long story short, we're completely doing a cash-out refinance on their home here in Chicago. They wanted to charge him $15,000 to close this loan in Florida. It's going to cost him $3,000 to refinance his home here in Chicago. We're going to take out, he's got 800 credit scores, him and his wife. We're going to take out one of those Huntington Bank loans that I told everybody about a couple of weeks ago, unsecured line of credit from Huntington Bank. Interest only 7.875 is the rate. 5-year term. They're going to pull out 100 G's. There's 100. We're going to pull out the money from their home. 250. So there's 350. They've got 100 grand to put down. Boom. We're financing it all here. Guess what? They're going to own the condo down in Florida free and clear. Guess what? Their payment's going to be $800 less than having Chase finance the condo down there. Oh, and guess what? They're saving over $12,000 in closing costs. Okay? So I had to bust their chops a little bit. Told them I'd talk about it. Don't say our names. I got a text last night from the husband. Please don't say it. I never say the names. Okay? But that's a perfect example, right? This loan at Chase should have never gotten started. And Chase, you want to come after me? Come after me. I got the receipts. Okay, so you want to go to a big bank to get a loan done? Good luck. Okay, this is what you get. Got some desk jockey doesn't know his rear end from the hole in the ground, giving you bad advice 2 weeks before the closing. that your loan's not going to close. I'm going to have this loan done in 2 weeks, cash out, refinance. We'll get the Huntington Bank loan set up in a week, and they'll buy the place for cash. There you go. Have a nice day. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Kathy, having dryer issues, how can we help you?
I love you. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I need to find out.
Well, hang on. What are you doing tonight, Kathy? Hold on. My wife's in Florida. I'm moving my daughter in. I'm a free agent tonight, Kathy. Where do you live?
I'm out in Oakwood Hills. My house is full of boxes. I have pathways. My house flooded in February.
Okay.
I just got everything moved back in.
Okay.
They still have their whole punch list to do. The contractors that I'm using, I love. They're good guys.
Yep.
But I have a dryer that needs to get hooked back up. And the beautiful guy from App said, Kathy, nobody can do that. That pipe is not up to code. It's the PVC code. Now, with what I understand, before when we moved into the house 25 years ago, old boy got really good insurance. Really, really good insurance, top to bottom coverage. Well, he died a couple of years ago. And when they said, what are you going to do? I said, hey, flip it. He knows what he's doing. And thank God he did, because I hear I have structure coverage on it.
Okay.
So I need to know if I can push these guys to get that pipe changed out so that I can actually wash and dry my clothes after I tear them out of these hundreds of boxes.
Mike?
Yeah, I mean, is it a gas code violation that they're not hooking up your dryer for, or is it the venting that's causing the issue?
The venting, because it's PVC, and they said that I need to have some other kind of pipe, because with what I've got after 25 years, they're surprised the place hasn't gone up in flames.
Yeah, I mean, I would just ask them to change that over to a galvanized or aluminum flex line made for a dryer.
If they don't do that, do you guys do that?
We could.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, where she lives, yeah, definitely. We could do that.
Absolute amazing organization.
I agree.
The App family, 12 stars. Okay. So, and the customer service is phenomenal, and they stand behind everything they do. So I'd call them back, see if they would install a, what's it called?
Yeah, just new dryer flex, something that's up to code.
See if they would do that, Kathy. And if not, we'll have CenterGuard follow up. Okay.
Oh, you're wonderful.
All right, so wait a minute. You run around naked in between all these boxes because you're not washing your clothes? I mean, what's going on there?
Well, it's pretty close to that, but my neighbor is cutting my grass because I haven't been here all summer.
I don't care about the grass. I want to talk about your clothes. So you haven't done wash. So what's going on there? Are you okay?
No, I just got here yesterday.
Okay.
Allstate, good insurance. They have put me in a rental for my dogs. You hear the dogs barking because my neighbor is kind, and he's cutting my grass.
All right, so call APT, right? Call APT, tremendous organization. See if they'll install the galvanized line, and if not, you'll help her out.
Absolutely. Okay. You can give us a call, and we'll come out and take care of that.
We're going to take down your information so Mike and his team could follow up just to have you on the radar in case APT, for some reason, can't install that. All right?
Of course they will.
All right.
Thank you. See why I love you?
The feeling's mutual. Hold on. I got to hit a break here. This is getting a little awkward.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Rob, you want to drink something to
cool down?
Yeah, cool down a little bit. All right, hang out for your Mr. Floyd Cleaning Product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah,
is
definitely.
Is that normal?
We actually do get a lot of referrals, you know, because of appliance companies not putting in dishwashers, stoves, dryers, you name it.
Well, she's lucky she didn't have a fire. That's great. All right. Well, the APT's a tremendous organization. All right. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago, 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Well, the listener that went to Chase, the bank that rhymes with Chase for the Florida, thanks, great segment, text me. So there you go.
Nice.
312-981-7200. Just real quick, these tariffs, how's it impacting your business, Rob?
Right about now, the costs are coming in and they're going to have to go up. So to this point, it hasn't been a great impact, but it's right down the road.
Okay, so did you reload? Did you load up all your inventory when there was a lull?
We've loaded up, yeah, yeah. Okay. So our season is right about now. So we were, you know, stocking up earlier in the year and last year. So
as a small business owner, when you pick up that container, you have to pay that tariff right there, or you don't get the containers. Isn't that correct, David?
As soon as it clears customs, you pay.
Okay, and the country that shipped it, did they pay for it, or did Lindeman pay for it?
Lindeman.
Okay. Yeah. We're just doing a little Econ 101 class here. Senegar Plumbing, Mike Epping, what percentage of your stuff is imported?
A lot of it is affecting us. Copper, parts, anything, brass, metals. You know, our prices have gone up significantly. Our faucet manufacturers, believe it or not, I found this kind of odd. That's where we've been hit the hardest, is for parts for faucets. So, you know, people can take advantage of that right now. Like Rob said, we actually got ahead of this, and we ordered a ton of stuff months and months ago for our inventory, and we're still passing those prices on to people now. And if you're comparing our prices to a company that's got, you know, stuff they're just buying now, you're going to be overcharged.
And when that inventory runs out, that a lot of companies did, and tied up working capital, yep, and extended their lines so they could get their inventory. And what happens? You have to reload.
Go up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roy, how much of your product is imported?
Well, we get it from various suppliers. We do, you know, steel and
yep,
pumps and aluminum, but all different kinds of things, a lot of petroleum products and things like that. So it's very subtle.
Yep.
But what happens is our suppliers, like consumers, respond to what's yep, going on in the news. Oh, and so we get proactive price increases before they've yep, even seen it. And again, like, of course, we pay it, but then ultimately our customers have to pay it. So.
Talking with a lady right now whose father listens to the show. She works at an intermodal railway company. You know what that is? That's the rail transportation where they take the containers off of the rail and put it onto trucks. It's great when everything's normal and flowing and products are coming in on a normalized basis, because then you have steady jobs and you're working 40s and you could budget out. All of this mishigas the past 6 months of the up and the down, she's busy, she's not busy, she's busy, she's not busy. She is in modification right now. She's going to have to sell her home because she can't afford to pay her mortgage, and she's going to have to rent instead of owning her home because of the ups and downs. She got behind on her mortgage. She's owes $7,000 in credit card debt. These are blue-collar folks that are being impacted by the ebbs and flows of these tariffs. Okay, and you will pay for it, listener. The country shipping it is not going to pay for it. So we've got unemployment going down. I'm sorry. We've got unemployment going up and inflation going up, which is called stagflation, which isn't good. So we'll see what happens, right? This is the American experience, right? The American experiment, 250 years. So we'll see how this chapter works out. 312-981-7200. I got a special for everybody that listens to the show. This lady, who's coming up now, right before the break, owns a company out of her home. She went through a divorce. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Hi, David. You must have the softest skin in the studio today, right?
I used the sugar butter. You could tell.
Did you?
Yeah. I've been using it. You could tell the bags under my eyes are no longer bags, Mike. They're little wallets because I've been using the under eye firmers. Okay. So this lady called, Rachel, on the show. She owns Gracie Pie Apothecary. Thank you, Iridian, for learning how to spell apothecary. Big word. We got Iridian in there. Award winner. 100% American made. And she does this. She went through a situation where we had a refinancer. And her big thing was, Rachel, what?
The big thing was trying to find someone to give me a mortgage. You know, I spent 20 years as a journalist. I had a steady paycheck every Friday. I knew exactly how much was going to go into my bank account. And when I got divorced, I thought making the decision to get a divorce was going to be the hardest thing, but it wasn't. It was trying to get someone to help me to keep my house. I went to 3 traditional banks, all in Kankakee, where we're located, and they all told me the same thing. You know, you're a single earner, you're self-employed. this is not going to happen. And, you know, it was a big change for me. It was a big decision. It was a great decision. But I briefly, before I called you, reconsidered. And I remember talking to you on the phone that day. I was in tears. You just told me that you were going to help and you would get it done. You'd get it done. And you were able to get it done. And it was just, I'm just so grateful because when I started my business 10 years ago, I didn't realize just how quickly that things would grow. And I outgrew my kitchen very, very quickly. During COVID, I was really blessed to build a 2,000 square foot studio on my property. And I was able to retrofit and outfit everything the way that I wanted it to be. And to be able to have to find a house in this climate that had what I needed for my business would have been absolutely impossible. And my ex-husband knew that as well. He knew that I needed to be able to stay in the home. And, you know, you guys made it happen. You made it very easy. And I'm just very, very grateful. And I hope 10 more years for Gracie Pie Apothecary.
And you make facial and health soaps and cleaning products out of your home. This is a woman who is a small business owner in Illinois, works out of her property, and we helped her stay in her property. And the name of the company is Gracie Pie Apothecary, correct?
Correct. So, yeah, so woman-owned and operated. We are Illinois' largest handmade skincare company. We do anywhere from 15 to 20 markets every week. So we're super busy. I've got an amazing team of about 20 girls.
Wow.
And, yeah, and everything. My specialty is goat's milk. So it's super creamy. It's emollient on your skin. It's just a very luscious product. And I've been really, really blessed to have great customers in Chicagoland and beyond. Because we do markets all over the Midwest.
Do you have anything special for bald guys that like to eat cake through their nose?
Kevin? No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, there's a market. There's a huge market.
I'd be like slathering that on my body as well because I like to eat cake through my nose as well, right?
Well, there's a market, Kevin. Okay. So if our listeners want to get 20% off their order, their first order, where do they go?
So they go to graciepieapothecary.com. That's GRACIEAPOTHECARY.com. And at checkout, you can enter Team Hockberg 20% off your first time order. I think that people will love it. And again, you guys have been wonderful. You helped my ex-husband as well. He was, you know, when this happened, he was a single earner. And he was really, really nervous about securing a mortgage for a new house as well. He was turned down by two traditional lenders. So you've helped both of us. It's been great for my daughter. My ex-husband moved about 4 blocks down. My daughter can go in between houses. So can our 2 golden retrievers. Thank you so much for everything.
What were the names of the 3 banks? You know, what did they rhyme with that turned you down?
Inland.
Inland, okay. That's one. What's the second?
Yeah. ENC.
PNC, okay. That's 2.
Yeah. And then we have a local one in town that turned me down as well. But by that time, I had it. I was very frustrated.
All right,
so,
well, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. Thank you for calling and sharing your story and allowing us to let our listeners know about your business.
Yes, thanks. Thanks, David, and thanks to Anna, too.
All right, take care. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for everything. I like to help out small businesses, especially women-owned businesses here in Chicago, or in Illinois. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. More calls, texts after these messages.
Let's review.
This text might actually raise your blood pressure. Let me read it to you. Hochberg is sexy. There's nothing sexier than a thick, intelligent man who speaks his mind.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. It's nice when his mom texts in. That's nice.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
There we go. Okay, the red light just came on. That was weird. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is MegaPros Call, Text, and Photo Line. Where you have financing options, you know, what is a typical spray foam of an attic cost, and can you finance it?
Well, the typical home, if you will, maybe the average home as far as insulation, and again, there's a wide variance depending on what needs to be done and things like that, but I guess you're probably looking somewhere between $3,000 to $8,000 is safe for typical, you know, again, a lot of variance there, what needs to be done. But yeah, we have a lot of financing options, and some short term, you know, you could get 12 months with 0% interest, and we have 10 years, which is sounds like a long time, but it's 9.99, which I think is pretty competitive these days. I don't know what a bank would charge you to loan, but the nice thing to me about that, the best thing is that it's not like you're locked in for 10 years.
Right, you can pay it off early.
You can pay it off early. So it's just like, okay, I'll borrow money for a year until interest rates come down or whatever, and I can pay it off. And so it's kind of a, I think, saw a billboard, that rent the rate, you know.
Buy the house, rent the rate.
There you go, yeah. Type thing. So I think that's a underutilized option for people.
Website for listeners who want to learn more?
Permaseal.net.
Website for the products that we were talking about, the skincare, is GracyPieApothecary.com. We had a texter for that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros Call, Text, and Photo Line. Will Senegar Plumbing come out to McHenry County, specifically Lake in the Hills?
Of course. We're there all the time.
Do you service Lake in the Hills, Rob?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
You go to Lake in the Hills as well.
Happy to.
You will go out as far west as Ottawa.
Yeah.
I just learned that.
Rochelle, you know.
Okay. Far out west. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I used to date a girl that lived in Marseilles? Marseilles.
Yeah, the weather station.
Yeah, the weather station back in the day.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, yeah, the Marseilles weather station. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros Call, Text, and Phone Line. Marlene, how are you?
I'm fine. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Okay, well, I'm Arlene, and I think you said Marlene. Not a big deal.
That's all right. That's our typer entered the wrong name. I apologize, Arlene.
No. Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to know, my front room floors are the old wood from probably from the late 1800s. And it's a dining room and a front room. And the front room part of about a good 5 square foot of it is been replaced with just plain plywood, because what happened about 10 years ago, they've always had carpeting in here, and I guess nobody was there, and then there was a rain and flooding, and so that's the part of the floor got all buckled up. So they cut that big 5 square foot out, and the rest of the floor is just nothing. It's just a plain old wood floor that's been there all these years. I'd like to find out if anybody can come out, give me an estimate, could do the front room, probably have to do the whole front room and dining room because they are one. And there's two bedrooms off each, one bedroom off the front room and one off the dining room are also the wood floors.
Yeah.
But they're covered with the carpeting still on there that wasn't pulled off.
Yeah.
So what's the best thing? Have
Mr. Floor. Yeah,
what?
Mr. Floor. Where do you live? What town?
Oh, I'm in Chicago down. In Chicago, I'm in what's called Bridgeport area.
Okay, which ward is that?
Archer and Hoston area.
What ward are you in? Do you know?
Oh, I'm sorry. What ward is other than the 11th ward, of course.
Oh, the 11th ward. Okay, yeah. Mr. Floor, we'll have we'll mark you down to have Mr. Floor follow up with you because he can handle all of that, okay? And he'll take care of you.
Oh, not a problem. I appreciate you taking the call and doing the best you can.
You got it. Well, thanks, and hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, Arlene, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great day. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information to download podcasts of our show. You guys having any water heater specials, or are your prices just so doggone low that you don't need to do a special?
Yeah, in all honesty, you know, with what we're running them at now, you can still save $500-$600 on a 40 or 50 gallon. Some competitors even more than that. So any water heater pricing, you know, that you've gotten from any other contractor, just give us an opportunity to, you know, compare our pricing to that, and I guarantee you we can save you some money versus any other licensed plumbing contractor out there.
Who's your main competitor, Rob Lindeman?
Main competitor?
Yeah, I don't know too many fireplace companies out there that are as well-known or established here in the Chicagoland market as you guys.
There's a lot of smaller ones.
Smaller ones?
Yeah.
Don't you want to give some free air time?
Yeah, that was kind
them?
Of a dumb scare. Yeah, right. Yeah, all right, well played, Roy. Right? Just keep sipping that coffee on the radio, right? Okay.
There are none.
There are none. Okay, well played, Roy. Roy, shots fired. Okay, I like that. That's good. He's awake and he's taking shots back. I appreciate that. So the point I'm trying to make, Roy, is that if somebody calls somebody else out that's a fireplace company, like Mike just said, would you be like, hey, call me up let me put some eyes on it to make sure that you're getting a fair price and you're getting treated and you're not being sold something you didn't need?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't speak for any of the other chimney companies, but we mentioned it earlier, the standard that we use for the guys that we put into your homes is, would I trust them watching my kids? And they train like crazy. They love their craft and they're the best in the industry at what they do. So that's, you know, who we bring to your home.
How many trucks do you guys have on the road, Roy? I see them all over the place.
About 100.
100 trucks?
Yeah.
And you guys are out every single day. What's the backup to do attics right now? Or can you get somebody in to do foam insulation right away?
Yeah. Backlog's not bad right now. You know, any of our work that we're doing, concrete raising, waterproofing, you know, insulation, sewer backup, you know, all the things we do, we're pretty much on top and we can get out there within a week or two.
All this rain, all this torrential rain that, you know, it's great. All of a sudden, bam, you know, it's Noah start building the ark.
And they have been very localized, so it's easy for us to, you know, send more trucks, more people, certain areas. It's when we get the deluge where the whole Chicagoland area gets hit with 3 or 4 inches of rain, that's when the backlog really kicks in.
I was talking to a buddy of mine a couple of weeks ago in Elk Grove Village. They were getting absolutely hammered, and they're like, I'm like, what's that outside? They're like, oh, it's pouring crazy. It's sideways here in Elk Grove Village. I'm like, we got nothing. In Northbrook, it was like 70 degrees,
summer,
blue sky.
It's been throughout.
It's been spotty.
Very spotty.
Wow. All right, we got here. David, with all the financial news lately, what is happening with mortgage rates? They started to go down, and then at the end of last week, they started to trend up. So, again, it all depends upon the mortgage rates are based upon the strength of the economy and what the traders of bonds feel of what's going on in the economy. If they feel that the economy is not going to be doing well, then or they don't like what's going on here financially, they will take their money and invest it elsewhere and not buy U.S. Treasuries. So if they buy U.S. Treasuries, the mortgage rates will go down. If they don't buy U.S. Treasuries, mortgage rates will go up, unless the Treasury starts buying U.S. mortgage-backed securities like they did during COVID, then the rates would go back down, which something tells me that if things are not going in the right direction with the leadership in Washington, the Treasury will start buying mortgage-backed securities, so the interest rates go down. Crazy as that sounds. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I want to address this because all of you guys own businesses. All of you guys run trucks. All of you guys have employees that you have to pay to get from your shop or their home and your vehicles to the client's home, okay? And there's a cost of mobilizing your workforce. Truck, insurance, gas, overhead, all that stuff. Received a text earlier in the show. Stopped at Center Guard booth at a home show and asked the guy how much it would cost to replace a seal wax, a wax seal. What is a wax seal?
Wax seal would be the ring on the bottom of the toilet that connects the toilet to the flange, which is the drain connection below the toilet. Keeps it from leaking.
So in order to install that, you would have to lift, I would assume, in my plumber training here, you'd have to turn the water off, disconnect things, unscrew, and then lift a toilet out of the way to take off the old one and put on the new one. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
How much does a typical toilet weigh?
Probably 80 pounds.
Okay. Ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. How much it would cost to replace a wax seal? He quoted $300 to install a part that costs under $10 at Menards. Shout out to Menards for the free plug. Seriously, what the swear word? I'd never call them for anything. Okay. Roy runs 100 trucks. How many trucks do you run?
40.
40? You feel inferior to Roy?
I do now.
Okay,
yeah.
You have truck envy?
I thought I was doing great.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. You're 40% of Roy's.
Just wait a second. I have 20.
Okay, there you go.
You feel good about yourself.
Twice okay. is good.
There you go.
You got me buried.
I got none, and I feel great. Okay, so you know how much it costs to run 100. You know how much it costs 40, and you know how much it costs 20. So can you please address this, that you quoted this texter who's not happy, that to install a wax ring that he could buy for 10 grand, or he or she could buy for 10 grand. For $10, that's a really expensive one.
That's my price looks really good.
You're really good. Okay, so to install a $10 wax ring, why did you quote him $300? Go ahead, please.
That's our standard rate to pull and reset a toilet. That includes usually two wax rings, a bolt set, and a new braided water supply line, which, $30 in parts,
okay,
which is fine. The rest of it is labor.
Labor and overhead.
And obviously getting there and everything you explained before that. So what I would ask that customer to do, or listener, is to call 5 licensed plumbing contractors and ask them to give you a quote to pull and reset a toilet. And I think that you'll find that that is lower than most.
Okay. So just let's not go crazy. Listen, I deserved the one gun salute I got because I cut the guy off on the Kennedy this morning. Okay. I was a little aggressive. I apologize. But this is just way aggressive. Yeah. I mean, this text is just uncalled for.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking, honestly. Yeah. I mean, if we had quoted him something outrageous, I would respect that.
But $1,300, you'd get the one gun salute.
He could definitely get some quotes for over $1,000 to do that same thing we're doing for $300.
Okay. Rob sure. Lindeman, I have a question for you.
Yes.
The gentleman that called in, who's been happily married for 50 years to Debbie, right? God bless that man. How long would it take to retrofit and install a new fireplace after Debbie picks out the fireplace that she wants installed? The electric starter one, the electric instead of the
right,
gas.
Electric fireplace.
How long does that usually take to retrofit?
That would be less than a day. You know, maybe half of the day. But a crew of two would probably come out and get it done in 4 hours.
Taking out the old one, putting in the new one. Okay. 312-981-720. Do you offer financing options?
We do. 12 months, zero interest as well. So,
12 months, zero interest. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got a question for you here. Rim joists, what are they and why do I need them insulated?
Well, the rim joist is the top of your basement wall or crawl space wall. And typically that's concrete, cinder block, whatever the masonry part is, where it meets the rest of the house, the brick or aluminum siding, and there's a wooden sill plate there. That's the rim joist. And that's a big critical area where there's a tremendous amount of energy loss there. Both heat and air conditioning escapes there. It's the second leading cause of energy in the home, actually, is in the rim joists. And the first, believe it or not, you might listen to commercials and think it's the doors and windows. No, the first by far is the attic area.
Okay.
So it's the attic, and then the rim joists, and finally the doors and windows are a distant third.
Okay, another question for you. Crawl space encapsulation, how difficult is it to do, and how long does it take? So I guess we've got can you explain what a crawl space is for our listeners that are might not be in the Chicagoland area that might not know what
if you don't have a full basement, but there's a area that's probably typically, 3 to 4 foot high, and there's just sometimes mechanicals and pipes, and sometimes there's a thin concrete layer on the floor, sometimes it's just a dirt floor. So that's the crawl space area. We don't want to have an exposed dirt, be living over exposed dirt because all the bugs and gases that come up through the soil, and
naturally,
that air. Yeah, naturally, and it permeates throughout the house, and you're breathing that and things like that. So we have a great area system where we can encapsulate that whole area and seal off that, which makes the crawl space air quality better. It makes it drier, and it makes a usable space.
Yeah.
You're paying
storage
for that space.
Yeah.
You can't really use. You wouldn't go in there and abet. Well, when we're done, it's clean, usable space that adds value to your house while you live there and when you resell it.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
800-421-SEAL.
Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing. With the water heaters and stuff like that, is there a benefit to go with the water heaters, or the tankless water heaters are becoming more popular as well? What's the pluses and minuses between each?
It really depends on the house. You know, there are homes, condos, townhomes where tankless become almost too expensive and not worthwhile to put in there. So what we're doing is it's trending towards more and more tankless. You're going to see them in new construction. They're much more prevalent than a standard water heater. But, you know, the tankless warranty is extremely attractive. But when you're looking to retrofit it into an existing home, that's where, like Roy was talking about earlier, where insulation paying for itself, you know, we're going to have to look at your situation, financial situation, what you want to spend, and what will benefit you the most. And there is a difference in efficiency and cost and all of those things.
And somebody told me that you don't want to put one of those in because I'll never get my kids out of the shower.
That could be an issue for sure. And depending on where you live and your water bill prices, that could definitely cost you some money.
Unless you don't like your kids and you'd rather have them in the shower.
There you go.
There's another positive.
There's still a knob on both of them that you could turn off in the basement.
True.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
It's fun to do.
That's fun to do. You've done that.
Yeah.
Have you turned off their cell phones in midstream?
The Wi-Fi, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I need to do that as well.
Probably will get a bigger reaction than the hot water.
Yes. Because we started with my daughter, like, turning her phone into me at 10 o'clock so she could be ready for school. Now she's in the bathroom, and her mom said she could use it, her phone in the bathroom. So now she's in the bathroom till 3 in the morning on school nights.
And listeners at home, make sure that you turn the hot water one off, because if you turn the cold one off, you'll scald your family members.
Okay, Rob.
And I've done that before, too.
Yeah. So. Child raising tips from Rob Lindemann, the DCFS agent in your area. Will be contacting the Lindemann family shortly. That's outstanding. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
These shows are interesting.
They're exciting.
Yeah, especially with Sarah in here. They're extremely interesting. And you start talking about blow tests, it goes completely off the rails. Whenever I say that, I can't look at Sarah.
Whoa! Yeah, that's door in there, but, you know, that's fine.
Blow door test?
Lower door test.
Lower door.
Mine sounds better.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Just getting a delay. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I don't understand this. Real estate up 400% in 10 years. Missed today's topic. Beg bugs, etc. What a joke. I don't know what that means. But thank you for texting. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The Center Guard flush tankless hot water heaters. I was quoted an insane amount to do it by the company that installed it. $650 seems unreasonably high. A recent winter, I'm wondering if it could be done for less money.
Yeah, our standard price for that is $295, and we do them all the time.
All right, so you'll follow up with the texter.
Absolutely.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. MegaPros for a project. Love your show, David. You broadcast to the Chicagoland area, but MegaPros will not service Chicago proper. That's something that you'd have to talk with Jeremy about. It's something getting in and out of the city, and you'd have to discuss it with him. I know he doesn't like going to Naperville either because of the time it takes to get through Naperville. They got 6 zip codes out there. It's just, there's certain areas that our service providers can't hit and be profitable doing it. All right. Rob, 2 minutes, buddy. Your dime, your dance floor. Take it away.
2 minutes. So I start every day, I go down to my kitchen, I push a button, and coffee starts coming out of the machine, and then I go into my Three Seasons room, I push another button, I got a beautiful gas fireplace that lights up, and go grab my coffee from the kitchen, my dog comes in there, my cat comes in there, and I enjoy a cup of coffee in front of the fireplace. It's just me, my dog, my cat, and God. I think about what I'm grateful for in life, and that's how I start every day. So If you have your little sanctuary with a fireplace, gas, wood, electric, what be, let's get it looked at, let's get it going so you can have your little sanctuary at home ready to roll when you're up.
If you are a beekeeper, would you like replace the fireplace with bees?
My dad's a beekeeper.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, so probably sometime down in the future you'll be a bee, like Roy. Roy's a beekeeper.
Maybe get you some honey.
I'm sure you can, Roy. I've got a jar. I haven't gotten any honey from Roy. It'd be nice.
Yeah. Roy's a beekeeper too.
Yeah, of course.
I'll have
big
to
beekeeper.
Hook you up with my dad.
Yeah, years. Yeah. Years. Yeah. Any jars? Not one.
Not one. Well, I have gotten exactly zero free jars of honey from my own father.
Yeah, well, that's your problem. I see Roy at least 10 times a year. It would be nice. I'm just saying. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
Lindeman.com or 847-918-7994. You can just book online. That's probably the easiest way to do it, and let's get us out there.
All right. Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, man of the people.
Man of the people. Yeah, I really want the listeners to focus on excavations for sewer repairs. I cannot tell you how many calls we've had. You heard an example earlier in the show of the pricing and the gouging that's going on in this segment of the plumbing market. And we can save you thousands of dollars on most of these excavation projects. And the majority of the time, you don't even actually need an excavation done or your sewer replaced. All it needs to be is rotted properly. And we can do that for you and save you what could be a very, very expensive purchase that you really do not need. So all I would ask is that if you're going to excavate, just give us an opportunity to come out and make sure that you're being treated fairly and you're not being taken advantage of.
Phone number?
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Roy Spencer, a lot of products you guys are offering, a lot of services, concrete raising, of course the basement flood protectors with the sump pumps and all of that, and the insulation now, and the drain tile you did in my old house, the window wells, drains, all of that leads into the health and welfare of your house. Not only did you put the window well drains in my home, you also did a new drain tile system, which the best thing is, it's transferable to the new owner, the lady and gentleman, when their family that bought it. You guys are backing that up.
Right. And so, yeah, the common thread among all the services that we do, our goal is to make your home healthier and more valuable. So every product that we do, every service that we offer does just that. I want to go back to the lady who was thinking about doing her insulation in the winter when it's colder, and I said, no, it'll pay for itself financially day one. You also feel the comfort in your home. The other thing, though, that I didn't mention that is actually the number one reason why people decide to pull the trigger and get it done now is the health of their home. When we show them, when we inspect their attics and bring them down the rodent material and mold and sometimes toxic material that's up in their attic, they go, oh my God. And they're right. We're having allergies, we're having health problems at home. They don't relate to what's going on either in their attic or their crawl space. And we deal with the air quality of the home, especially when you are locked up inside with air conditioning or in the wintertime. It's very important, the air quality, and we deal with that as well. So encourage them to take advantage of our free estimates, and your home is going to be more valuable and more healthy.
What's the home air purification system, the dehumidifier that you guys put in the basement that also helps clean the air down there?
Yeah, that's our PermaDry appliance, and it does just that. It dehumidifies, dries out the air, which keeps mold from growing down in the basement, but it also scrubs the air and pulls out, particles that, allergens and things like that. So, and that's air that, even though it starts in the basement crawl space, permeates upstairs. About half the air upstairs you're breathing originates from downstairs.
Phone number, website, bud?
800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
All right. If you are looking to, I've been getting a lot of calls. I just wanted to throw this out there. It might not be you. It might be somebody that you know, a friend, family, coworker, and or neighbor. We are getting a lot of calls from listeners who are just fully extended, and they have no idea what to do. And they are 3 cents away from missing a mortgage payment. The worst thing you can do is miss a mortgage payment. Okay. Once you miss a mortgage payment, you push yourself back to from refinancing for at least 12 months with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and most of the times with FHA. FHA, definitely it's 12 months. What am I saying most of the times? So before you make that late mortgage payment, and our listeners, you are paying more for your products. Okay, I don't care what the nonsense is coming out. Okay, prices are up. Things are costing you more money. You know it. You go to the grocery store every day. Okay? So, and our listeners are like that balloon that is, you blow it up and right before it pops, we're at that point right now. We're at the balloon popping stage. One more puff of air, that thing goes. And the best time to call is before the balloon pops. Okay? Don't wait for the balloon to pop. You know, you got $4.57 in your bank account. There's no money fairy that's going to come and sprinkle hundreds of thousands of dollars in there and to get you out of the box. The only good thing you have that you've picked up if you owned a home the past 4 or 5 years is the equity in your home by just waking up, brushing your teeth, flushing the toilet, and taking a shower. Okay, so let's use that to get yourself out of the box before you miss a mortgage payment and put yourself further behind the eight ball. That's all I have to say. Thanks for listening. Go Bears. Enjoy the Hair and Water Show. Stay cool. Appreciate you listening to the show. Give me a call, 855-563-2843, or visit our website, 56david.com. We'll be back next Saturday, everybody. Have a great weekend.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing. And Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.